Mail Online reports charities have warned that 1 million elderly people in Britain are chronically lonely, with many not seeing or even speaking to someone every day. Almost a quarter of those aged above 75 who live alone go whole days without any human contact, face-to-face or over the phone. In total, 1 in 10 men and women aged 75 plus, equivalent to around 1 million people, are always or often lonely. But as the population ages, the problem will blight the lives of even more, with 1.5 million pensioners set to be affected by 2028.
Age UK and the Campaign to End Loneliness warn that social isolation can have a devastating impact on mental and physical health, and the charities have put out a joint report. It details recent research which found that loneliness can be as bad for health as smoking 15 cigarettes a day. I think what they mean, I find that kind of comparison very clumsy and not very useful, actually. What they're saying is that loneliness can shorten your life by leading to chronic diseases.
And it's even more damaging than not exercising, and it's twice as harmful as obesity.
Yeah, it is a problem. I'm kind of wondering if this will be a problem in the future, though, because although we'll have an ageing population globally, we'll also have old people who are very used to using social media. And if you use social media, you can easily make new friends and become part of new groups in a way that today's old people, age 70 or 80, they're not familiar with using social media.
So you're saying that this won't be a problem when we get old?
Well, it might be the case. It might be true. Because we know, and I think social media will expand, and it will become much more usual for people to have these relationships at a distance. Whereas today's old people, I think when they're lonely, they're talking about seeing someone face to face and having a talk with them. But I think, you know, I think that if you stay in all day on Saturday, for example, and have some interaction online with various people doing various things, that is a social interaction, and it means
yes.
that. And you, if you do that, you're not lonely.
I think there's also a trend with social networking. I think they're getting more specialized.
Yes.
For example, you have a social network for people who like fishing, or you have a social network for people who like to go swimming. So I imagine that perhaps in the future, these social networking websites will help people find people or other people of their own, of the same interest, and perhaps they'll go out and hang out.
Yes, and perhaps micro-socializing. For example, someone who lives in the same apartment block as you, if you're an old person, might like to watch the same TV soap opera every day that you watch, and using some sort of micro social networking, you could contact that person and invite them to watch it with you in your home. So I think this will happen more and more. I think people will be connected not just to people at a distance, but to people who live two or three doors away from them or in the next apartment block, which they would never meet in normal life. I think that would be a very good development for old people and lonely people.
Yeah, I do think that things will be a little bit different here in China, because at this moment there are many elder people, they still enjoy going out and do square dancing, Guangchangwu, in an empty space with other people, a lot of them.
Yes.
It's like a gala happening every day.
Yeah, which is very healthy. But the thing is, how do they find those people? They probably just see people doing it and talk to
them.
They
just find an empty space near their neighbourhood.
Yeah, but how do they find the group? I mean, you know, in the future, for our generation, we'll be finding groups of people like that to do all sorts of other things as well.
Mountain climbing.
If you can find a mountain in Beijing.